Republican Michelle Bachmann is going to new lengths to try to prove that her migraine headaches would not be a problem if she were president. Her campaign released a letter today from one of her doctors amid growing questions about her headaches and her health. It says, let me read it to you in part, your migraines occur infrequently and have known trigger factors of, and you have known trigger factors of which you are aware and know how to avoid. When you do have a migraine, you are able to control it well with, as needed, sumatriptan and ondansetron. It has not been necessary for you to take daily scheduled medications to manage this condition. Let's bring in our chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who's a neurosurgeon. Now, what do these drugs, Sanjay, do?
Well, sumatriptan is a pretty well-known migraine medication. The theory is that when someone has a migraine, that the blood vessels, some of the blood vessels in the brain, typically on one side of the head only, are sort of in spasm. And what sumatriptan does, it sort of stabilizes those blood vessels. So the amount of blood flow is not changing as the blood vessel is in spasm. It's something that you take when a headache is coming on. So you take it to try and treat the headache, and that's to distinguish it from something that you take to prevent headaches in the first place. This is to treat the headaches. It does have some side effects. Sumatriptan, it can cause dizziness. It can cause nausea itself, feeling sometimes that the room is spinning around you. The other medication, ondansetron, is basically used to control nausea and vomiting, either from the migraine headache itself or from, you know, the side effect of the first medication. So they're pretty typically used in combination, Wolf.
So with the bottom line, could taking these drugs and the migraines actually debilitate her ability if she were elected president?
You know, they're pretty commonly used drugs, and in full disclosure, I suffer from migraines myself, so I have some personal experience with these medications. The medications, the thing about them is they do have to be taken right as a headache is coming on. The thing about these migraine headaches, I mean, if you don't treat them early and you end up resorting to things like just simple Tylenol or ibuprofen, it can be pretty severe. I mean, you know, anywhere between 4 hours and 72 hours of bad headache, needing to be in a darkened room, really not wanting any bright lights to shine on you. That part of it can be debilitating. But again, you know, tens of millions of people have these headaches. They can take these medications at the start of a headache, and it works pretty well. The other thing, and I think the doctor made reference to this in the letter that you read, Wolf, is that there's another category of medicines that you take daily to prevent the headaches in the first place. You would just take the medications every single day, headache or not, to try and prevent the migraines from ever coming on.